The Holy Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our lives today and throughout this week and always. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Today we are observing a festival called Christ the King Sunday as we end the church year before we begin a new church year next Sunday with the season of Advent. Christ the King Sunday came about because Pope Pius XI instituted a new liturgical observance in 1925 called the Feast of Christ the King. The Pope felt that the followers of Christ were being lured away by the increasing secularism of the world. They were choosing to live in the kingdom of the world rather than in the reign of God. The Lutherans, adopting the RCL in the 70s, then adopted this Christ the King Sunday. We can end this church year together reflecting on who Jesus is in our lives. Who Jesus is in our lives is the very theme of the Gospel of John, from which we have today's Gospel reading. The three synoptic Gospels, Mark, Matthew, and Luke, differ from John's account of Jesus and his ministry because each is written to a different community. Whereas the three synoptic Gospels tell about the life and ministry of Jesus chronologically over the course of a year and have Jesus starting in Galilee, going to Judea only once before going to Jerusalem to fulfill his purpose for becoming enfleshed, in order to suffer for and on behalf of the world, thereby binding the world's suffering to his own on the cross, so that all might be reconciled to God, granted eternal life through faith in his love and grace, and live in and through his reign of love and grace. The Gospel writer of John depicts a three-year ministry of Jesus instead, where Jesus goes back and forth between Galilee and Jerusalem. And while the Synoptic Gospels are full of Jesus speaking in parables, the Gospel of John is a more narrative discourse, written so that the hearer can break out of complacent, overly confident assumptions of who Jesus is. Our reading begins with the final trial of Jesus before Pilate, before going to the cross willingly, where Pilate questions who Jesus is and why the Jews have brought Jesus to him. And he begins to question Jesus to see whether he has authority to execute him. Jesus is not a political threat, which takes away the desire for Pilate, the Roman governor, to execute him. Pilate wants to return Jesus to the Jews to deal with Jesus through their own justice system. But the Jews are not allowed by law to execute someone for breaking religious law. In fact, Jesus is a spiritual threat to the religious authorities who are expecting a Messiah who will come with military might to overthrow their Roman oppressors. Jesus changes the paradigm of what the Messiah has come to do, requiring a shift in assumptions to accept his reign. Instead of coming in power and might, he lays down his power and might at the cross willingly, and he chooses to die a humiliating and shameful death, so that his death and resurrection becomes the means to redeem and restore all of creation back to God through his unwavering love on the cross for all people. When Jesus does not answer Pilate's question about whether he is king of the Jews, he instead announces that his kingdom is not from here. And he brings up to Pilate that he is a witness to the truth. Pilate later on then questions, "What is truth?" and later mocks the Jews who are hoping for independence from the Roman Empire by nailing a sign, "The King of the Jews," above Jesus nailed to the cross, making it appear as if the Jews have asked for the death of their own king. Jesus once again makes a paradigm shift as to what it means to be king and Messiah. Not all, but some of the Jews' expectation that the Messiah would come with military might and overthrow the Roman oppressors was turned on its head. We can see an example how Jesus' kingdom is not of this world if we read this gospel reading in context. Prior to Jesus coming before Pilate, Peter cuts off the ear of a soldier coming to arrest Jesus. And Jesus tells Peter to put away his sword. This is Jesus alluding that his kingdom is not from here, but of another kingdom. He says to Pilate, if his kingdom were of this world, his people would be fighting on his behalf. Yet it is a kingdom that does not fall within the boundaries of space or location, as John 1:1 begins the gospel telling us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Instead, Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of quality, where God's love and forgiveness reign, as he went willingly to the cross to reconcile the world to God. In this gospel reading, Jesus is misunderstood by both Pilate and those who have brought him to be charged and executed by Pilate. We have to understand that the gospel writer of John writes in the midst of the community that has been in the midst of a terrible family break, in which the followers of Jesus, Jews themselves, were forced to make a decision to either break from the synagogue that had nurtured and brought them up by claiming that Jesus was the Messiah, or pretend that they did not believe that Jesus was the fulfillment of God's gift to the world. The language in John is harsh against the Jews, and it is language of a family in turmoil. It has unfortunately been misused by many to justify violence against the Jewish people. Violence is not what the reign of Christ represents. We also have to understand that the words, the Jews, that are written in John's gospel are used not to describe the Jewish people, but rather those powers and authorities who as Jesus describes, are blind to the witness of Jesus. Instead of appropriating this language against any Jewish people, we should locate ourselves in the gospel reading as to who Jesus is to us and critique those powers and authorities in the Christian community who oppose and do not recognize the witness of Jesus' love and forgiveness. When Pilate asks, "What is truth?" do we as baptized Christians respond with, "Jesus is truth"? Or do we, like those who have been blind to Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, live in the expectation that the Messiah will come in military might to smite our oppressors, rather than liberate us through his grace to forgive and love those who don't deserve it? While we as Lutherans live in the world but are not of the world, do we usher in God's reign of forgiveness and love in our own lives? Or do we hold grudges and let fear rule our lives? Have we made the paradigm shift to Jesus' reign in our lives being love and forgiveness for us and for others through us? Or do we, like Pilate, still ask, "What is truth?" Lutheran theologian David Lowes comments on the reality of this text in today's context 3 years ago in his commentary on this passage. He states, "My own tradition, influenced by Martin Luther's sense of God's two hands, also called governments or kingdoms, has stressed that temporal authorities like armies and law enforcements have a critical role to play in creating a more orderly and more just world, which is why it is particularly painful when law enforcement or military use fall short of its calling. Standing in this tradition, I think the perpetrators of the violence in Paris and terrorists," he writes, "everywhere should be opposed vigorously, fought tirelessly, and brought to justice whenever possible, so that there is less such violence in the world. But as members of the church and followers of a very different kind of king, we need also to witness that there are limits to the reach and outcome of force. As Martin Luther King Jr., another champion for Christian nonviolence, wrote, "The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Through violence, you may murder the liar, but you cannot murder the lie, nor establish the truth. Through violence, you may murder the hater, but you do not murder hate. In fact, violence merely increases hate. So it goes. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Thanks be to God, the good news of this reading is that despite not being seen for who he is in the quality of kingdom, his impending death and resurrection was shifting the paradigm of who the Messiah is to. We, as baptized believers in Christ, have the hope that Jesus is witness to the truth, that our very lives are bound and safe and freed in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who judged us in baptism, and having taken on our sin, washes it clean through the baptismal waters, and with him, whom no cross, nor grave, nor betrayal can hold, we too are raised to new life in Him, to try once again to live in His reign of love and forgiveness, to work for justice and peace, testifying to the truth that is Jesus to all we encounter. So help us, God. Amen.